with the Pure Intentions episode today, we're going to actually kind of go over a few things that kind of let you know how to make sure that what you're doing is pure and that your intentions are good, as well as making sure that the people who you're assisting or helping along the way have good intentions as well, because a lot more times than none, we will do things intentionally based on us having good intentions, but everybody doesn't have good intentions on why they're coming to you. So we're gonna kind of go through a little bit of that today and talk about a couple of those things today. So again, like I stated, good intentions, pure intentions, good intentions, negative intentions, whatever your intentions are when you're dealing with people, we're going to talk about those things today and kind of see where you fall with the intention-based situations. If you walk into a situation where you have good intentions, it shouldn't be any issue as to why the outcome of that situation doesn't work in your favor. But again, like I said, we're going to talk about times where your intentions may not be good, and you may come into the situation where you're doing this to, you're doing something, but you're waiting on a different outcomes because you want that outcome to kind of like benefit you in that particular situation. So that's how we're gonna get into it today, y'all. So to jump into it, the first thing we're gonna do is our quote of the day. Y'all know my famous quotes. And our quote of the day for today is, may people with pure intentions find people with pure intentions. That's the quote. That's the quote. May people with pure intentions find people with pure intentions. Greetings, Siobhan. How you doing, honey? So that particular quote is author unknown. However, I find that's something that people always say. It's something that people always say. If you have good intentions, you deserve good intentions. But that doesn't mean that's something that we always receive. So you can walk into a situation knowing and thinking that what you're doing is for good intentional purposes, but it can turn around, and based on what the person it may be seeking it for, it may, you know, flip the script on you. So that's kind of what we're going to discuss today. And I like that quote because it's very simple, it's straight to the point, but it's also one of those quotes that lets you know that something as simple as that can be overlooked or mistaken as being, you can be walked all over because of those situations. People will take advantage of you just for something this simple. A simple meaning, it's something that can affect your life real, real bad. Excuse me. So again, the quote of the day, may people with pure intentions find people with pure intentions. That's our quote, y'all. So I want y'all to definitely let me know what y'all think about the quote. While we're getting into the conversation today, make sure that you are one of those people that are going into situations with good intentions. Let's do that. Let's make sure we're some of those people. Okay. Let's see. All right. So the conversation, the topic. Hold on, we got a comment. People can dislike you because of your pure intentions, sadly. I don't even think it's a sad thing though, Siobhan. You want people to show you why they don't respect or like you. You want that to be shown. You want that to be something that's put out there in the atmosphere. You do not want it to be like, oh, this person is a good person. However, based on you being a good person, they may not like the fact that you're so too good. They might think you're too good of a person. They may not. And to me, that's no such thing. But it, regardless of the fact, they may not think that you are not, you shouldn't be that way. They may think that, oh, you're doing too much and you're doing this. And that's the thing I found out. Like, I, one day somebody told me, it was like, Shanna, you know you're doing too much. And I was like, am I? Because if it feels good to me, how is it too much? So, you know, you can't work. Don't allow people's criticism or critiques of you to define who you are or make you change who you are. Just allow that to be how they feel. They stay in their feelings. That's all they, that's all you get from that situation. I wouldn't seek any more, anything else from that. I take it exactly for what it is. Okay, so we're gonna jump on into the topic. Yeah, I'm so upset because I don't know what idea to lose access or give my computer access to my camera and my microphone. Queen. But there she go.
What's happening? Queen. What's happening?
What's up? What's up? So we just we on the quote, right? And
look, I must have the ops. I was on my other phone and I'm like, where's Shelby at? Like, why this? So I don't know.
Well, I'm loving the background.
Yes. Had to do something different.
I love it. I love it. We need to just go on and get back into the studio.
Yeah, we do.
But until then, I'm adding green screens to the account too. So we're gonna be able to do some different backgrounds because I like how Joe and them be doing their backgrounds.
We're gonna have some different backgrounds
available to us. Y'all see me kind of low, but I'm trying to be comfortable today. So, and I'm not on my computer. I told you, Queen, it's acting. I don't know. I'm really not happy about it today. But the quote, I'm going to put the quote back up so you can see it and let me know what you think about it. The quote is, may people with pure intentions find people with pure intentions.
Listen.
May pure people find people with pure intentions.
May people with pure intentions find people with pure intentions. So that's our quote for today. And I said what I felt about it, but I want you to speak to our audience. Let our listeners know what you feel the quote defines, or how do you feel about the quote?
You attract what you want. You attract what you want. So people with pure intentions find people that has pure intentions, that's because they attract them what the same thing that they have. And that's really what, that's just about with anything, your energy, all of that. When it comes to relationships, people are like, why I'm still doing this? And still, because you ain't changed what you needed to change to attract that other person that you may be talking about that you want to be around or something like that. But
okay. So, like, so you think intentions attract intentions?
Mm-hmm. Good, bad.
So you, okay. I like that's one way to look at that. That's definitely one way to look at that, because I feel like no matter how pure your intentions may be, that doesn't always mean that another person's intentions for you may be pure. They may be something on the back end.
That's true too, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's
what I'm saying. I never looked at it from
all different perspectives.
Exactly.
Because you ain't you gonna get somebody that's pure like you, but you also gonna get some bullshitters. We're gonna go ahead and keep it real. Bullshitters. Now, you might not know right at the beginning, you're going to have to wing, because they usually wing themselves out. But see, if you're a person like me, I'd be trying to bring everybody. I had to learn how to drop off luggage, as they say. Drop the people off. Leave them. Their expiration date is over.
Yeah.
But
and
yeah,
it ends.
And it ends. And
so pure intentions are definitely going to be, and this is something, and to me personally, I think that with a conversation as such, there aren't really many times where you can say, Miss, was it Shavante Roberts? Hello, Miss Shavante. We got Joe on. What's going on, Joe?
How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Okay. And then we got a comment from Miss Shavante. We're going to put these on real quick before we go on to our topic. Fact, some people pretend well. We be thinking it's pure intentions and it be manipulation and they be pretending. That's what, now that's good. That's good. Because one of the things that, hey, Boogie, how you doing? I like your comment, though. I'm going to put that back on the screen. I like that because a lot of the actual intentions and what I've learned and what I've read, discovering this topic, are based on manipulation. People come in with manipulative agendas because you have pure intentions, you yourself, but the people who you're dealing with come in with a different set of intentions for you, and it turns into manipulation. So we're gonna definitely talk about that. She hit on a key point, already been knowing
half of them.
Yeah,
they already been knowing. And then people, as I always say, people see I call it the glow, but we don't want to get too Jesus up in here today. But people see the spirit of God on you. They see the greatness that's on you. They can see it. Everybody can't see it, but usually the ones that's trying to manipulate you, all that stuff, they see it because they like, oh yeah, that one, that got a good heart.
Because they watch, a lot of people watching you from a distance. And kind of learning what you got going on so they can see what they can gain from that.
Yeah.
And that's how they gauge what they're going to get from you. So again, in my spiel earlier that I dropped off on the page earlier, was we're going to talk about how your pure intentions can bring in negativity from other people. Because, and it's not that you're putting off bad intentional vibes. That's not what it is. People just latching on to your goodness and they want to suck you dry of it.
They will do that.
And get everything they can from you and just leave you the like baggage. Like you said, the luggage you drop off.
You ain't getting nothing in return.
So the
you
question
get something
is,
in return, all they bull crap.
So the question is, are you living life or is life living you? And that's kind of an intentional statement because we to try to Queen, you really match with your background, girl. You look good. So do external events or people push you into negative states difficult to escape from? Or is it you who determines your experience of life? And I'm very much so one of those people who gauge my own directions.
Definitely.
So, but there are people who determine other people's life experiences for them. And that's because you get so caught up in trying to do for somebody that you end up getting pulled down to where they are because you don't see what's happening because your intention is too pure. You're not seeing what's going on.
Yeah.
You still, because they can come to you with many stories, this going on, constant things. And instead of us saying to these people, because this I'm me personally, I tell you quick. Well, especially if it's happening back to back to back. Well, you probably need to sit down and examine what you doing, what you got going on.
And you need to do that for yourself.
Because if you don't, then how are you gonna figure out why all these things keep happening to you?
You have to check yourself sometimes. You got to check yourself. You should check yourself every day. But you have to, because people, like I say, everybody's intentions ain't pure. And it's just not.
No.
Even And sometimes you be wrong people's intentions to be so much pure and real and all of that, but it's just not.
And it's just not. So yeah, we're gonna jump on into the topic. Pure intentions. Are you literally out here walking and living for another person, another being? Are you doing or living for you? Or are you doing and living because you're trying to make sure other people are good to make you feel good? So
nobody can that won't work.
Now, powerful intentions are authentic best. When we're an intention is one of the most powerful forces there is. What you mean when you do a thing will always determine the outcome. So if you go into something with the mindset of I want to see this person win, or I want this to prosper, I want my daughter to do this, I want my baby to do this, my mama gotta have this, my friend need to have this. If it's all good intentions and it's purely pure, there shouldn't be any issues. There should be a positive outcome.
It should be a positive outcome. And usually, and most of the time, it is a positive outcome.
But if you're going into it with something that you can gain, if you're looking for something to gain from the situation, that's the tactic of manipulation that happens. Now you see this person come to you because they need you for something, but you see how you can benefit off of them.
Girl, I need your food stamp card.
So just like, seriously though, like if okay, so I'm deciding today I'm gonna go out and give some people some meals. But in order to do it, instead of just, you know how we do you do the flyer in the beginning of the week. You sharing the flyer that you're going to be giving out meals. All cool and dandy. But now we get to the site. We got a video, everybody who get a meal. We got to take a picture with them. We got to do, is that pure intention? Or are you just trying to show that you doing something? Because you already done told us in the beginning of the week with this flyer that you've been circulating all week long that this was going to happen.
It can be and it cannot be. But me looking at the situation like from how you just said, this day and age, this era that we living in right now, people want to see stuff. That's what I'm learning. Like people, because I'd be like, why we got to take these pictures when we out here doing this community work? I can even recall when I, that Thanksgiving that I didn't cook for my family and we end up doing the, giving those dinners away. Those meals, what we fed what, like three to four families? Because y'all donated food. I ain't get no pictures. Pledge, he said, you ain't take no pictures with the people when you went and dropped off the food, you and the kids and stuff. I was like, no, because that one, I don't need that. I did this, we did this purely from, I came up with the idea, I did this purely from my heart. Like, right. I don't need to post saying that I did this and I did that, because guess what? The goodness that I do, it's gonna always come back, and I want my greatness and my goodness to show for itself without me even having to speak on it.
That's right.
But it can go both ways. Cause it is some people out here just doing stuff just for show. Just for show.
So and so that's when we say, is that a good intention? Or are we just doing it purely to gain
from gain? From games. But think about the politicians. They probably don't want to really.
They don't got good intentions. Nobody look at politicians.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and they out there kissing babies, shaking hands. telling you some lies. But they got to be out there to do that to get that vote.
People, we know that certain things are going to be told to us because that's the way it got to be in this world. But if you're a normal human being and you out here living a regular life like the majority of us out here, and you, like in most areas, you got people hand to mouth living. So, or hand to foot, however they say that saying. But it's happening.
I don't know.
and if you're sitting up here and you say that I want to go out and do this and do this for someone, it doesn't always have to be announced. Goodness, intentional good does not have to be on display.
It don't.
So I think a lot of times we come in with the motive of doing good, but we get caught up in the accolades that come with it. So it end up looking like your goodness is you want it to always be celebrated instead of it just feeling as if someone is there to be a saving grace to someone. So we're gonna talk about we're gonna go ahead and jump in of how you can start to have good intentions if you don't have good intentions, or if you want to be a person that is intentional in good spirit. These are going to be ways that you can start doing that. And one of the first ways is using your free will. Stop being a follower. Don't do what others do when it comes to intentional purposes. You can do so many things in your own way, lane. When it comes to giving a positive intention, you don't, using your free will. It says easy to be carried along by automatic reactions rather than determine your own responses to life's challenges. So instead of you determining what you want to do intentionally, we just joining in with what's already being done.
That's true.
And in different type of ways, though, like it's a way that you can go out and do feeding the homeless, you know, to kind of do exceptional ways with it. Take kids and let the kids do it. You know what I'm saying?
And that's perfect for them to be doing anyway, because that's teaching them something.
Change it up.
It don't always have to be a not, but like I said, people, we living in this era that people want to see and show. That's where we at.
It's gonna get worse.
Because even like think about kids. Some of these kids think they're supposed to get a pat on the back for every good thing that they do. Everything. It could be them just taking the trash out for you. They want you to acknowledge that.
Or feel like they're just supposed to be rewarded. And that may be because they started off in life with parents who was rewarding them for certain things or doing things for them based on little things that they were doing. And it's not to say that kids should not be rewarded. It's just that everything doesn't have to be a gifted reward. Sometimes it could just be, thank you, baby, for doing that.
Yeah.
It could just be a simple thank you.
Because them kids, they something else too. They intentions
but they're
don't
being
always
raised,
be
but
pure. Yeah, and sometimes, look, the kids are trying to manipulate you too, boy. Like, you got the kids slick.
They're being raised like that, though. They not like they're being raised like that. We've seen a lot of different things, even on videos and social media, where parents are actually teaching their kids how to be manipulative and right. You know, so. The second one is to cultivate mindfulness. So that just means that making sure you're aware of self. And this is going to go back to what we said earlier. If you know that you're going into something with a good intention, a good heart, your mindset is purely to help this person or to do good in this situation, then you're not looking for feedback. You're not looking for anything else that's going to make you sound, because you already whole. Once you know who you are, what your intentions are in this life, it's hard to allow something else to push you off.
It
to
is.
Make you do a negative deed, to make you be manipulative. So your mindset will always be on being in a positive, intentional manner, basically. So if you're and to cultivate mindfulness, it just means to make sure that you're grounded and that you're aware of yourself. Because if you're not, you can easily be manipulated in intentional situations.
You can be.
Audience, has there been a time where you lacked self-knowledge and you went into a situation blindly to help someone? Because I done been like this before.
Everybody should have had that moment.
This is during the time I was so lame. I had no idea. I can say this because I knew at that time I was lame. I was lame, but I still was questioning the situation. I questioned the situation all the way until the point where I went. And so let me tell you. Okay, so somebody, an old lady, asked me if she could deposit a check into my account. I was 20. She needed to deposit a check in my account because she couldn't cash the check. She had an emergency, So, it was like a $5,000 check. She deposited the check and she'll give me like $500 for her doing it or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like 20% of me feel like this wrong. But 80% of me feel like this an old lady.
That old lady and $500
now. So, and this an old lady. I'm like, this old lady can't. What's she finna do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but my mindset said, take this lady, make her come in the bank with you. Don't just take the check yourself. Make her come. So that's what I told her. I was like, well, if you want me to deposit this in my account, you got to come with me. Because I just opened this account. I don't know anything about what I'm doing. You know, I started at the real blind. So, but if it go through, I want them $500.
Heck yeah. So what?
We go in the bank.
20 years old, $500. A lot of money at 20. What? Special back there with that back in our day. That was 2000, 2001, 2002.
Exactly.
Please, what? Can do a lot with that 500.
So I go in the bank. She with me. I have them. She's standing with me. So I have them see her too. And I was like, I need my granny. I told her, I was like, my granny.
You did not say granny.
My granny. I said my granny don't have no bank account, but the check that it was written to her was from my bank.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody from the bank wrote a bogus check to her, and she wanted to use my account to cash it back through, and then, you know, get me screwed up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So anywho, we go in, we do it. The people tell me it's gonna be 2 business days because of the amount or whatever, right? One business day passed. The lady called me from the bank and said, we feel like you already knew that it was a situation. So were you held hostage? Did she make you do that? She told you to do that. She threatened you. She threatened me.
Yeah, what? God, no, Shelby. Queen, what? I can imagine how you was on that phone.
I was shaking.
I know your hair was scared.
I was so scared. I told the people she threatened me. I said, because I didn't even know that lady. I said, I got a real grandma. And I can tell you, she walked up to me outside the bank. She threatened me.
How old was she?
Oh. She was like 70.
And Ryan
older than that, or less than that. I'm telling you, sis, I was not going down for fraud for nobody. I'm telling you. So when I realized that's what it was, baby, I told her, I said, that you can go ahead and cancel that check. Y'all can go and give if y'all want to, but she did threaten me.
I want to know what ever happened to her.
I never, nothing ever came back to me ever again. I had that bank account for 5 years. Nothing ever happened.
They got her though. They got her. They got her. Cause it ain't, you know, it ain't no telling how many times she done that. Cause you know they used to be able to go to Publix, remember, and cash them checks. That's why Publix stopped cashing checks.
That's why they done dropped their thing down, waited $500, and it gotta be a payroll. They don't take it payroll or personal, and it can't be more than $500.
I done had a check sent to me from a school from out of Chicago. Everything. Like what? Like what y'all? I don't even know this school. I ain't got no affiliation with this school or nothing.
Yeah, I don't play like that though. You ain't even gotta worry about me. Cause baby, all I did was quickly say, yeah, I didn't, she threatened me. She threatened me. I don't know her.
Therefore, I don't know nothing about her at all.
I don't know her. I promise y'all said it. Okay, adjust your expectations. That's our next one. When people or situations disappoint, you need to assess the reality of the situation and revise your expectations accordingly. And I don't know if a lot of y'all know this or not, but I'm a person who lives by no expectations. I have no expectations of anyone. What you show me is what you are to me. So I don't look deeper than what you show me. If you have not, now what you show me might determine how far I go with, is going to definitely determine how much I deal with you, but yeah. I have no expectations of you. You can lie your way through everything.
But you, but you ain't got that expectation of them, so it don't matter to you.
So I don't have to ever revise my expectations of anyone. Now, if we become friends and we have a loyal connection, things like that, you know, that's different. I expect that from my friends, you know what I'm saying? Those are just like they expect that from me. But I don't ever put it in my mind that a person won't let me down. I don't ever put that in my mind. Something might come up. They might not do it intentionally. You know what I'm saying? Something might happen to where they was threatened.
Like that old lady did you.
Something present to them where they feel like it just sounds good at the time. And it might step on my foot and they hurt our friendship. And that lets me know who you really are. So adjust your expectations before you go into a situation. And that way you don't have to discern your intentions because you already know what you're walking into.
You have to. But I just give people the trust from the very beginning.
That's what I'm saying. Queen. That's trust. That's
from the trust. Very beginning. Then if you mess up, then I just be like, well, I can't deal with you no more.
That's the trust I give you. I give you trust from the beginning. No expectations, purely trust.
Purely trust.
Appreciate your uniqueness. If you appreciate the person that is you, then you are going to have many facets of powerfulness in your intentions. So when you truly appreciate your special characteristics, there is no need for feeling bad about being different. You do not need to conform to how others do things. If that is not a good fit for you, you are not the center of their life. You are on the center of yours. So if you walk into a situation where the intentions have to start making you feel like you, who you bring to the table isn't good enough, and that's a problem.
Yeah.
If the situation is starting to make you feel like you don't belong, leave the situation.
I didn't been in that situation before.
Leave the situation.
Very uncomfortable.
Leave the situation.
Leave and go on about your business. Telling you, leave and go on about your business. Don't stand on it. Don't harbor on it because it will eat you up inside. Trust me, I know. Leave and go about your business. Trust and believe. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. You will be okay. But don't, you know, and don't dumb it down your uniqueness for people.
You can't.
Don't do that. Don't do that. I remember a friend said to me, we went out one time and she was like, Please don't dress up, Candace, trying to outdress the rest of us. Well, I always outdress y'all anyway, but
yeah,
hey,
I'm not gonna never,
but
I'm
I'm
not
not
gonna never
gonna
not
stop
dress.
making myself look the way I wanna look to make you feel good. It ain't gonna work like that. Baby, I'm finna get dressed up, dolled up, but see?
That don't even make sense. And what type of friend to say that anyway? Like, you know, I wonder about things like that. And I always wonder about stuff like that. Siobhante says, I mean, Boogie, I'm gonna stop calling you by your name on here, Boogie. Boogie said, well, Angela first said she give people the benefit of the doubt. Boogie says that her daddy used to always say, expect the worst and you won't be disappointed when the disappointment occurs. My grandmother told me that.
That's true too, but I don't want to expect the worst. Everybody,
no, because I don't want to deal with you if I gotta expect the worst.
But I'll say this too: the older you get, and it goes back to what you said, when you know yourself, when you in tune with yourself, truly in tune with yourself, mind, body, soul, spirit, everything. Baby, you can discern them people before they even get in your face.
Before
they even get in your face, you can discern. You can just, that's why people say, Candace, you be sitting back. You don't really be sitting. Man, I be watching the room, watching everybody come. Because, baby, one thing about me, your spirit is, if I get a chill that don't feel right, baby, I ain't got nothing to say to
And I'm one of those people that don't, like, I don't got to give you, I know it's not, well, I think it's okay to be this way, but other people may not. Hold on, I'm going to say it because I want to say this, because this is a good one for me. And me and my coworker was talking about this today at work. No, I'm going to say this first. I'm one of those people that me and you have had an encounter and I felt the vibe was wrong with it, or you did something and you have not said anything to me and you know you wrong, but I know you wrong. I don't got to talk to you no more. I don't got to have closure. I don't got to call you and say goodbye. I don't got to have nothing. I don't have to have nothing.
Yeah.
If you do something to me and I feel, you know, because I backed away from you, so you know I know you did something. You know I know. Because if I feel bad, like something, vibe, the energy off, I'm backing away. Because I got to protect Shelby. One thing about it, I'm going to protect me.
Always.
I got to protect me. So when I start backing away and you notice it and you see that you've been, and you haven't reached out and said anything, don't call me no more.
And that's,
she never threatened you. She did threaten me. She threatened me when she walked and gave me that check. She that did threaten me.
She threatened my life, my freedom, my livelihood. That's the threat.
She threatened
my
me.
Freedom.
Everything was threatening. Everything was threatening.
Yeah, she threatened your freedom. She threatened your freedom.
That's right. I like that. For real, Queen, she did. She threatened my freedom. I definitely do that. I can't meet someone and don't like them. That energy don't lie. And that's me personally. One thing, honestly, that I've had to kind of distance myself from as I get older, I'm learning this even more. Because people populate to me. Like, they, like, you know, gravitate
people
to
like,
me. Like,
people like you, Shelby. Like,
Long
as I done been your friend, people like this damn girl. It's like they gravitate to you like nothing. I'm so happy people don't gravitate to me like that, girl.
But yeah. Even with all the gravitation, I don't allow nobody to get close to me. I'll feed you. I'll give you food. Mm-hmm. I will give your soul food. I will give you a positive word. I will try to heal your heart from a distance, but you cannot get close to me
at all.
You cannot. Cause I noticed that, like, I was like, I had to learn as I got older, how to start like pushing back some of that gravitation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's okay. I know y'all. I know you. I'm going to say some powerful shit. I'm going to say something that's going to make you be like, damn.
Damn. Did she say that?
I'm going to look
thinking like, and then have them thinking like, what's she talking to me? If it's a group of people, what's she talking to me?
the delivery gonna be good, the presentation gonna be good, everything gonna be good, but that does not mean you are welcome into my world. All you do is get a little snippet. Everybody not welcome over here. I'm the oldest of 10 kids, baby. I don't like people. I love like people. I love them. But I don't
like people. Not like that.
Like, I like to be alone. Like, I'm a loner. Because I'm the oldest of all those people. I like quietness. I like time to explore and take care of business on my own. I like to sit. I like to populate. I like to write. I like to read. I like to sleep. I like to watch movies. I like to be alone.
A lot of people don't get that though. That alone time, a lot of people don't get. It's funny that you even say this, but and if my brother watches, but just going out of town and he then went with me twice. And I told Tony, I was like, man. I really like going out of town by myself. I was telling my neighbor the same thing. And that's just because when I'm in my car driving, going back home or going to Atlanta, wherever, and I'm by myself, man, look here. Sometimes I sit in the car and I will pray. No music. I will pray at least 2 hours of that trip. Or just be in dead silence. And with him going with me, I can't do that. So it aggravated me to the point, like, man, I'm not telling him he can't come with me next time. Because that time, I be needing that. I really do be needing that time. I need that time. And I done got used to having that time, getting in the car by myself and just going.
Most of the time you call me, and most of the time anybody call my phone, I'm alone or with my kids. Mm-hmm. But when I'm with my friends, that's because I need to be with my friends. When I'm around my friends, I want to be with my friends. That's my time for my friends. I need girl time. I need friend time. I need man time. You know what I'm saying? If it's I can only have so much of all that time because it's only 24 hours in a day. So like this week has been so busy in my life. I don't have time.
You got time, baby. Look, I don't got no time. My next month, you're going to be busy.
When we get off the podcast, I got a meeting. When we finish, while the meeting going on, I got to make dinner for my kids. When they done with that, when they get off, I got to pick Jada up from work. We got to come back and eat dinner. Life don't stop. So I cannot, I have to appreciate my uniqueness because I know everything that I do is an intentional course of action. I plan my days based on intention. I get up in the morning and I intentionalize my day. I started off with affirmations of intention to make sure that everything that I have aligned goes properly.
All right.
Because that's knowing thyself. If you don't know yourself, you cannot have.
Mm-mm. Soon as you stop, you get off balance. You get out of alignment. Soon as you stop, you get out of alignment and you be trying to figure out what in the hell is going on. Like, what is going on? That's because you out of alignment with what you was doing. That go back to what we talked about once before on the podcast, that getting up first thing in the morning and meditating and doing all that you need to do to start your day off. You need to do that.
It's important.
It's very important.
That's finding your own meaning and your purpose, which is our next one. When you appreciate your uniqueness, you've become a whole meaning and a purpose. So now your intentions are pure. You're thinking purely. And that's why a lot of times people don't have these problems happen to them because they are not surrounded by people that are impure.
That's true.
The people who you choose to be in your life should have some type of purity or some type of uniqueness some of the same type of uniqueness that you have that keeps y'all aligned.
Mm-hmm.
That way you don't got to worry about negative intentions. You shouldn't have to worry about if somebody trying to feed you bullshit or somebody trying to gravitate off your energy. if you're around people who are intentional, just as purely intentional as you, you don't have to question what you're dealing with.
That's true.
It goes back to what you said when you said about pure intentions, when we said the quote. What you attract is what you get.
And that's true. What you attract is what you get.
So
you got to be intentional about it. You got to be intentional about it. My pastor even, she did we had Bible study on that one time about being intentional about stuff that you want from your career, your goals, and different stuff like that. And you have to be. But you do attract what you give out. So if you give out bullshit, you're going to attract bullshit.
I believe that. I believe that. Another way to decide to help determine whether or not somebody who's trying to do something for you or you're trying to do something for is based on good intention is to assess what is really important to you. If what they're asking of you makes you feel uncomfortable, makes you question who you are, that's not something you should do.
That's true. And why would you want to do something that make you and you questioning yourself about it anyway?
Because loyalty will drive some people to do some of the craziest shit. You know, we used to be ride or dies back in the day.
Yeah, I still am to a certain degree for men
for our friends.
And I'm still in
ride or die
to a certain degree.
but that's now the degree is now the people you're dealing with now ain't trying to make you have to die to ride. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
Back in the day, you took penitentiary chances for people.
Oh Jesus, not the penitentiary. Not did I? Yeah,
just saying it ain't. It's some people,
baby daddy. Yeah,
I was about to say I ain't about to put my business out there. I'm baby looking around daddy. The room, but
yeah.
I'm gonna look around, but you know we done took some chances out there. And
yeah, like it was. Look, it's some stuff that I say. Me and my brothers, my mama laugh at us now when we tell her some of the stuff that we done as
well, girl. My mama too, girl.
She be like, y'all was bad as hell. Y'all was some but yeah, the being 41, you sit back and you think about some of the stuff that you did, baby. I know with my kids, daddy, I have a situation I could have been locked.
I ain't bringing up. I ain't talking about situations. I'm gonna act like none of it happened.
I could have been locked up. And this happened at his job. Them people like, when I got there to drop him off that night, the sheriff was there waiting on me and I left. The sheriff followed me. And we're talking about, we out here, well, the prison.
That's where y'all was at the
The Walcullen prison out there. It's a it's a warehouse out there, a mailing place that he worked at. And I drove off and the sheriff, he had to come behind me because I drove off. I wasn't stunning him either. And he stopped me. He was a young guy. We were the same age. And my kids what saved me. And he seen me. He ran my name and all of that. And he was like, Miss Johnson, the people at the place told us what happened this morning and da 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 da. And
they ready to press charges on your ass.
He talked to me. He said, but I ain't going to do nothing. He said, you got these kids. He was like, man, that's your kid's father. I was like, yeah. He was like, ma'am, just go on about your business. He said, go on about your business. He said, because they want to press charges. He said, but you got these kids and I just ain't gonna do it. Girl, when I say I nutted up on the people, job, this nigga out here cheating on me. Girl, man, look here. And we out there with them white people. We out there with them white people in Walcullen.
Baby, they ready to press charge. You done came
baby,
with a short
was, but thank God that young white guy, I don't even think he'd been on the force because we were just in our, like, I was just like 20, maybe 25. I was 25 because I hadn't had a shot, so I was 25. But baby, yeah.
I'm telling you, that's why now we can sit back and assess what's important to us, because back then we was ride or die. So I'm just saying. So
a whole bunch of other crazy mess.
And a whole bunch of other craziness. So whatever gives your life meaning and purpose, and you walking in a path that you are desired to walk in, your experiences are based on all of that. You have cleaned up who you are so that you can now walk in an intentional purpose and provide intentional resources to people, give intentional help, not look for things or seek things in others just because you want something out of, or helping them because you want something out of it. That knowing of self is really important. If you know that you're going to be presented with the idea of helping someone, and you sit up and you question it whether or not this should be something you do, don't do it. If there are times where you decide that I want to change what I'm doing right now in my life, I feel like I deserve to have a difference. I deserve more money. But you go about it the wrong way. You seek it the wrong way, like not robbing a bank, maybe doing some fraudulent to get the money. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? At this age and at this time in our lives, everything about our lives are supposed to be designed with intention and a meaningful purpose. We, especially a lot of us, my age group anyway, we're 40, which means that we got, in 10 years, we halfway dead, as they say. And that's just being honest, because if you live to 100, you halfway dead, but you can live to 51. You don't know when you're going to leave. So if you know that you have lived most of your life by doing for others, taking care of others, and doing so many things, and you just for this right here, you have wasted half of your life.
Yeah.
Half of your life. If you're not doing these things for the purpose of your growth, your health, your sustainability, and seeing the people around you have a fruitful life, then you wasted your life. This is the time. So if you're watching the show today, today is the day that you change your intentions if they are not pure. Today is the day that you decide that I want to live differently for me. I want to have a positive life for me. I want to decide what happens for me. I don't want to do anything for nobody else if I have to worry about if it's going to benefit me.
If it don't benefit.
If it's not something that I'm doing purely for my soul, because I don't want to hear nothing about you doing something for nobody. I don't want to hear what you did for nobody. Nobody wants to. Keep it to yourself.
Such and such. Okay.
Well, why you did it? To talk about it? I don't want to hear it. Because now that's too much. That's too much. You're not doing it for the right purposes. That means that you are not pure. You are not pure. Purity matters. Purity matters, y'all. Just that's really that. So, Queen.
It matters. Look, man, just sometimes just sit back and just think about the things you done for people. Or the things that you done in general up until this point in your life. And think about, what did you really have pure intentions on what you done for them people? Or what was it for? Because, okay, let me scratch your back, I'll scratch yours, something like that, you know what I'm saying? Or let me go do this because I want this nigga to go buy me this Gucci bag, so I need to go do this. But, you know, come on, man. But if you got pure intentions, you usually don't get that. That usually gonna come back to you. That's you always, get a pure always outcome. Gonna come back to you. It's always gonna come back to you. And you just gotta look at stuff like that. And some of us need to look at even the people that we around now, even our family members, because even some of them be trying to, they be scheming too. Just because they
leeches.
Family,
they leeches. Too. They leeches. A lot of them leeches.
So
and we know it too. And we know it.
And you don't, people, Man, you don't need nobody to be draining you dry. You don't need nobody to be draining you dry. Your energy, your self-worth, who you are, everything is more important. Like I tell them, I didn't have to even tell my patients, look here, my life is more valuable than yours at this moment in time. Because my life is valuable to me so I can be able to take care of you. So yeah, if somebody come rob your house, I'm getting saving myself before I save you. Because my life is valuable to me. And they just like, Candace, yeah, my life is valuable to me. And my life is valuable to me. My life is valuable to my family as well. Just like your life is valuable to your family.
And they on their way out. To be honest about it. Like, but they are. No, not, I'm in all seriousness. They are. They on their way out. I'm here to help take care of you. So respect me. Respect what I'm here to do.
That goes down to my feelings, everything. Because, see, I done told some of them, too. I don't need you. You need me. The money, it ain't about the money. Baby, I know I'm good with what I do. So wherever I go, whoever I go take care of, they're going to appreciate it. Because I give it my 100%. I treat you just like if you was my mama, my grandma, my auntie that I'm taking care of. I'm going to love on you. Make sure you have everything you need. But, baby, I still think about this first. And I'll say this, I ain't always been like that.
Because you ain't always been knowing of that self. You ain't always done meaningful things.
Even so, my mom just said to me last week, you are very boisterous now.
Yeah. but you are very boisterous now. In the last 5 years, you have become way more boisterous. And I like it.
Very boisterous. Now, she say, you just say whatever. And I say, I always been boisterous, but I always thought about people and how they
to say.
Then I got to a point. And Tony said this to me. You better stop worrying about how everybody else feel. Your feelings is what's important. You put your feelings before anybody else's feelings when it comes down to you. Stop worrying about what somebody feel, how they feel, how you gonna make them feel. You worry about you. You go, you put yourself first. You better say what you got to say. He said, because Candace, you don't say what you got to say. That's why that shit builds up on you. And then when you finally say something, you just explode. He said, so you need to start saying what you got to say. So my mom, she told me this. She said, you just very voice. She said, you used to just shut down and just don't be mad as hell and don't say nothing to nobody. She said, but now you just say
it's unhealthy. And it's good that you've gotten that way, because that goes to show that you have grown in every aspect. You become way more knowing of yourself, because you don't have to say much nowadays. Mm-mm. A facial expression, a couple words will get you to the truth that you need to get to. And that's where we are now. If you're well announced with who you are, you well versed on you, you never got to get out of balance with people. I don't got to snap on nobody to get my point across. Mm-hmm. I can look a certain way. I got a mean face sometimes. I know I do. It's purposely done that way. But I smile more than I frown. So it's so much in me that says, hey, she not to be played with, but also I'm this way for a reason. Mm-hmm. I've garnered and grounded myself to be strong enough to help others as well as help myself in the same aspect and not seek anything from that. And I hope that's what you guys took from this conversation today. Pure intentions will ground you to getting purity from others. Trust me, your energy, your soul, your vibe is worth it. So thank y'all for tuning in today. We just tell you again one more time, pure intentions deserve pure intentions. So if you giving off the good, trust me, you ain't got to go out looking for the good. It's going to come back to you.
It's going to come just like that money flowing in your bank account when you get that direct deposit. That's just how it's going to come.
It's going to flow.
Directly.
It's going to flow. Thank you, Dennis. We love you too, buddy.
Thank you. Now,
Y'all, thank y'all for tuning in today. We like you. We love you. We always appreciate you guys for tuning in. It's always a pleasure. You guys have a good evening and a brilliant rest of the week. If you're going out, if you got anybody in college, family members graduating, this is going to be a busy weekend. My niece graduated. I'm so excited this weekend. So y'all, love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll catch y'all next Wednesday for a recap. Peace.